Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix. That's Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's. Now, about this Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix, there are 11 different delicious setters to please all your guests. Whole Brazil nuts, crunchy peanuts, plump raisins, marmalades, creams. And each one is heavily coated with Brock's own pure chocolate. Listen to this. Each center, each nut, cream, and fruit is coated with a special blend of Brock's chocolate. A blend that makes each center taste best. Pinochle, Canasta, Gin Rummy players, take note. By special arrangement, you too are entitled to buy Brock's Bridge Mix at the Chocolates to Cheer About display in your favorite store. Brock's. Delicious.
Buy the bag or buy the box. Chocolates to cheer about come from Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's.
Don't move, just leave your dollars out. Here's monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's monitor.
That's right. Don't move, particularly if you're a baseball fan. We'll have an on-the-spot report for you on the American League pennant race in 10 minutes. 3 minutes from now, a talk with the star of Run for Your Life, Ben Gazzara. Tune here by Harper's Bazaar. Old tune, anything goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocky was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Girl, any base tells me as they barrel, they are only used for metals. What's when hiding goes, anything goes. Any word is gone bad today, and goes bad today, and that's why today.
Color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons now during RCA Victor Week. Your RCA Victor dealer is offering exciting values in new color and black and white TV, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
Somebody once called Ben Gazzara the most huggable heavy since Bogart. And Ben's still a sympathetic type in his TV series, but no longer a heavy. He's our next monitor guest. He spoke with reporter Jack Eigen.
Ben Gazzara, actor. Did your career start nightclubs, amateur contests, the way you were you sitting at Schwab's and you wore shorts or something? And so
no, I'm a New Yorker. It started at a boys' club in the neighborhood that I grew up in, 29th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, there was a drama group in this boys' club, and if it weren't for that, I don't know what I'd be doing today. It was really good fortune. But there was this group, and a few friends of mine got in before I did, you see. And I saw a play they were in. I heard the applause. I got jealous. I had to get in there. And I wangled a reading, and I had a deep voice even then. Got a part, heard the applause, and I was off.
Did we Did we, Ben, have delinquents around then? Or, you know, every time I mention, say, you're getting old because you keep saying, did we have or didn't we have? But I recall when I was a kid back in New York that if you had a date on Friday or Saturday night, if I did and I didn't have any money, we'd stroll through Central Park and never worry about being mugged or anything. Did we have that then, or do I think we didn't have that then?
There was delinquency, but it was of a rather minor kind, as I remember, lifting an orange from a fruit stand or hitching behind trolleys, that sort of thing. Opening the pump during summer to get the water out. Fire department come around and close it. But there was none of this really ferocious hostility, I don't think. I mean, acted out. There was hostility, but it wasn't acted out with knives and the like. It was dishonorable to fight a man with those kind of weapons. You fought clean, etc. You let the guy up if you got him down. Kind of Marcus of Queensbury rules were still in effect. I don't think it's the case these days.
Am I wrong in going back and thinking that some years ago that you could be a pretty rough guy on the street, but when you walked into a school, the roughness was outside, that all of a sudden you became a little gentleman, that we all respected teachers and principals, and I don't think I ever heard of someone hauling off and socking a principal or a teacher. Do you recall that?
Not in the school I went to, no. No, I don't recall that. There were places for boys like that, as I remember. And, P.S., what was it? Whenever you were really outlandishly bad or truant for too long a time, they threaten you by... They say, if you don't watch it, you'll be sent to P.S.1 something or other, which was a school for boys who were terribly disturbed and hostile, etc. I don't know what the reason for it is. Some people say it's the bomb. I don't know. But there is far more restlessness in young people today.
We'll just have to wait and see and hope that your children and my children, I'm not going to say see a better world, but I hope they see the world that I saw 20 or 30 years ago was a pretty good world. I wasn't afraid of anything then.
Well, this generation is remarkable, I must say, for all the... hostile ones, there are many young people that are really terrific, terrific.
Those old men are correct. Years ago, we never beat up teachers. We were gentlemen in school, used to go home and beat up our parents.
Hello, this is Petula Clark from Plymouth 68.
And the beat goes on. Yes, the beat goes on.
Last year, over a 250,000 owners of other low-price cars were won over to Plymouth. It started a movement, a momentum, a beat, and the beat goes on.
Styles have come and surely styles will go. But Plymouth beauty is not a fad, you know. Beauty's got what you've been looking for. It delivers looks and so much more.
You are on the monitor beacon. Just in time for Thanksgiving delivery, Gimbel's snapped up a huge special purchase of deluxe RUP reupholstery fabrics. Phone Gimbel's today, today only, and you save up to $100 on custom reupholstery for two chairs and a sofa. Here's the full story. One of America's top mills recently closed its Park Avenue showrooms, sacrificing thousands of yards of its most exclusive upholstery fabrics. Fabrics you usually see only on expensive decorator furniture. Gimbel's custom reupholstery passes on the whopping savings up to $100, even more on custom reupholstering a sofa and two chairs. With these rich fabrics and Gimbel's unbeatable workmanship, your old furniture can be custom reupholstered more beautiful than new, and in time for Thanksgiving. Take up to 2 years to pay. Yes, you can shop at home in this extraordinary sale. Shop at home whatever day you prefer, any day at all, but you must phone today. Call Murray Hill 7-7500. That's Murray Hill 7-7500. Phone now. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Morgan for Monitor. A reminder that your one gift works many wonders the United way. For example, national research programs, working on cures for serious illnesses, are supported by United Campaigns. When you're asked to give, give your fair share. Can you imagine these guys around the studio accusing me of snitching their Brock's chocolates? I'm reading this, folks. Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S. Me, Henry Morgan, and on Monitor Candy Weekend? I may slowly be going mad. Creamy only starts to describe this chocolate. Dazzling is closer to it. Because these are stars, remember. Brock's chocolate stars, and chocolate is what Brock's is all about. Keep them handy for drop-in guests, for entertaining. You can't imagine how entertained they'll be to watch you melting two or three at one time in your mouth. If you don't see Brock's milk chocolate stars sitting all by their lonesome in a radio studio somewhere, get some of the chocolate. It really is an excellent candy. Would you believe it? The name is Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's Chocolate.
By the bag, or by the box, chocolates to share it all, come from Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's.
Now, a Monitor sports special on the American League pennant race. Detroit already has won the first game of its doubleheader with California and is still very much alive. A report from Len Dillon in Tiger Stadium, Detroit.
Henry, I haven't had any lunch. Now, if you give me a piece of that candy, I'll give you the final score.
I'm sorry, it all melted.
The final score here at Tiger Stadium in the first of two was Detroit 6, California 4. Detroit 6 runs, 12 hits and 2 errors. California 4 runs, 8 hits and 1 error. The losing pitcher for California, Clyde Wright, who is now 5-5 on the season. Hitting heroes for Detroit, Willie Horton, a homer and a double. Eddie Matthews, a two-run single. Freehand and Trzaski, 3 hits apiece. For California, Mitcher, 2 home runs. He drove in 3 of their 4 runs. The other run by Rogers, a home run for California. I understand they're still selling tickets outside of Tiger Stadium here this afternoon, and there's about approximately 35,000 people here. We might have a full house before the day is over. Remember, the Tigers need this win if they're going to tie. If they lose, they're out. The final score again, Henry, Detroit 6, California 4 in the first of two. Len Dillon from Tiger Stadium for Monitor Sports.
Len Dillon, Brock's candy thief. Thank you, Len. Now for the story of the Minnesota-Boston game. Here's Maury Siegel in Fenway Park, Boston.
The bottom of the eighth inning, Henry. The score is 5-3. The Red Sox only 3 outs away from clinching at least a tie for the American League pennant. The Twins, who had been held at 2 hits through the first 7 innings by Jim Lomberg, broke his spell in the eighth inning with 2 away. Harmon Killebrew single, Tony Oliva single, and then Bob Allison single to left field to knock in Tony Oliva, but Allison very foolishly trying to stretch it into a double was thrown out by Carl Yastrzemski to break up a potentially dangerous Twins rally. So in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Red Sox batting, the score here is Boston 5, Minnesota 3. This is Maury Siegel at Fenway Park for Monitor Sports.
Thank you, Maury. Monitor will continue to follow the American League pennant race throughout the day. Now, a message meant for you. The in drink for high-spirited people is sparkling champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. The in crowd has discovered that champagne looks and sparkles like champagne. Buy it wherever beer is sold, costs just pennies more. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E, like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Sparkling champagne malt liquor, Champagne Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey. Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Was it hot dog baseball or wasn't it? That's what the argument was about. And I'll be back to discuss that after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. Lately, you've been hearing a lot of commercials on this station for State Farm Mutual. Now, it is true that State Farm actually is the world's largest car insurance company, but do they actually have a friendly full-time agent in every city in the United States? Well, we might as well come clean. They don't. State Farm does not have a friendly agent, not even a surly one in Last Chance, Colorado. I suppose I should mention that a high percentage of Last Chance drivers insure their cars with the State Farm agent in Brush, Colorado, 36 miles away. When I asked one of them about this, he said, well, he really didn't mind driving that far for State Farm car insurance, and besides, he had to drive into Brush about twice a week anyway. It seems that Last Chance doesn't have an opera house, neither does Brush for that matter, but it's a nice drive.
It was last Monday afternoon. The American League pennant race was about as close as it could get. Boston and Chicago had the day off, and Detroit had a night game in New York. But the Twins had an afternoon game at home against the California Angels. The Angels were leading 7-2 as they came to bat in the seventh inning. Roger Repos opened the inning with a walk, and then Bobby Knopf singled. Catcher Bob Rogers was the next batter, and manager Bill Rigney had him sacrificing. The sacrifice worked, both runners moving up. Then Rigney sent up Bill Scarron to pinch hit for pitcher Jack Hamilton, and Scarron was walked intentionally. Aurelio Rodriguez then singled in two runs to make the score 9-2. After the game, Minnesota shortstop Zolo Versailles talked about Rigney and his decision to sacrifice and pinch hit with a five-run lead. Said Versailles, both those moves were hot dog baseball. I would feel terrible if I bunted while ahead like that. And from the California dressing room, Rigney was ready with an answer. He said, what does he want us to do, lay down? Maybe he'd like us to play with seven men. He's going to have to beat us. What does he want us to do, go home? It's too bad this didn't happen in the beginning of the season instead of the final week, because it has all the makings of a beautiful feud. It's doubtful that it could have happened earlier, though, because I just can't see Rigney managing that way unless he was in the spot that he was in. But he was in that spot. He knew that his team was going to finish fifth no matter what, but he owed it to everybody to beat Minnesota if he could. That's the name of the game. It's easy to understand Versailles, too. Not only was the victory a big one for his team, but it's been a long, tough year for him. 2 years ago, he was the American League's most valuable player. He went into Monday's game hitting .202, and it was a bad day for him. The only time the Twins looked like they had a chance, he ended the rally by grounding out to the pitcher. A few minutes later, he was taken out so that the Twins could get a bigger bat in the lineup. Basketball and football coaches get criticized for running up the score, and in all fairness, there's usually not very much they can do about it. A coach puts in second and third stringers, but they want to score too. But a baseball manager is in a little different position. You'll find out early in this game that sometimes there just aren't enough runs to make a lead safe. Remember, a football or basketball coach has got one thing going for him when he's ahead that a manager doesn't have, a clock. In the other two sports, a team can get so far ahead that their opponents don't have time to catch them, but not in baseball. Late in the year, managers whose teams aren't in contention like to look at young ball players, the ones who may make them contenders next year, but they don't have the choice when they're playing contenders. While nobody has asked me, I'd have to say that Rigney's moves might very well be called hot dog baseball, but not in the spot where he made them. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for Brock's Candy.
It's Candy Weekend on Monitor, and Brock's suggests you ought to drop in your favorite five and dime or that big super-duper variety store that stays open all weekend. They, my friends, are featuring chocolate candy with a capital C. With the nippiness and crispness of fall in the air, it's really chocolate eating time. You'll find chocolates galore, your old favorites, plus many mouth-watering new ones just waiting for you. Get them anytime at your favorite five and dime or variety store. Joe Garagiola will be back. He's on Monitor several times each weekend. Xochimilco by Peter Nero. Did you know that he once played the fiddle? He originally was a violinist. A break for all of our NBC stations coast to coast, one of which is KORK, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ambassador Hans R. Tabor, permanent representative of Denmark to the United Nations, will meet the press later today on the NBC radio network.
It's back to school time, and you can get free school book covers at any Wetson's. Yes, for free, while Wetson's supply lasts. Whenever it's eating time, go to Wetson's, famous for 100% all-beef hamburgers, quick service, low prices, and other delicious mouth-watering food energy delights. Enjoy those palate-pleasing 100% all-beef hamburgers or Wetson's succulent southern fried chicken. For hearty eaters, there's the double cheeseburgers at only 45 cents. And for dessert, Wetson's hot apple pie, only 15 cents. That's Wetson's, open every day and night. In Hempstead, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 20 Hempstead Avenue. In Staten Island, a Wetson's is located at 1767 Forest Avenue. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Here you got your Percy Faith and his orc and his core. Again in a minute. First, I monitor scoreboard. No, wrong. What have I done wrong? I couldn't have. Oh, I see. Well, you see, I'm a baseball fan. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Presenting music to relax and fill up your tank by. Why not take in a good gas station? Pop over to Citgo, where you'll find the finest products and services in a little nicer gas station. Citgo, You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Of course, the race you're most likely interested in today is the one for the American League pennant. You, me. So, on the monitor scoreboard, Boston 5, Minnesota 3, that's a final, and we'll have an on-the-spot report in 7 minutes.
You just happened yesterday, yet it seems you came my way before. Darling, I swear I felt your lips on mine at least 1,000 times or more. Darling, we walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams. And now it's all coming true. I've got you, girl, no wonder it's me. I've spent a lifetime loving you. Oh, didn't you know? Now you may not remember me, but we had always planned to be like this. Doesn't it seem so familiar when I take you in my arms and then we kiss? We walked in the sun and we laughed when it rained on our dreams. Oh, now it's all coming true. I've got you, girl, no wonder it seems. I've spent a lifetime loving you.
Cheer Brock's chocolate covered cherries, chocolate covered peanuts, chocolate bridge mix, all made with Brock's own pure chocolate.
B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's! Bert Bacharach is Marlena Dietrich's composer and arranger. Miss Dietrich's All Music Show will open on Broadway a week from tomorrow. And Mr. Bacharach, as you may know, is the composer of such songs as Alfie, What's New Pussycat, What the World Needs Now is Love. He talked about his music and the new show with reporter Johnny Andrews.
Well, you know, you've reached full cycle now. We go back to, a few years ago when you were in your teens, and your dad used to tell me about his piano-playing son. And I used to listen, but it was a father talking, you know. But when he told me that you were conductor and arranger and pianist for Marlena Dietrich over on a European tour, then I started to listen, and that was the beginning. But here it is now, full cycle. You're back doing that again.
Yes, I haven't worked with Marlena for, I think one time in the last 2 years. I did the first two nights with her at the Expo in Montreal, which very exciting. But that's a great thing they've got going up there. And I did 1 week with her at the Edinburgh Festival. Now I'm going to do the opening here, first 2 or 3 weeks with her in New York.
Bert, in order to write an act for a star like that, you have to really know the person. In order to tailor this, you have to point up the one thing that makes her a star more than anything else. For example, if you're writing an act for a Tony Bennett, you write it around his singing. You don't try to make him funny. Now that you're successful in so many fields, you know, Academy Award nominations, I almost thought Alfie was going to make it last year.
Oh, I had everything from my fingers and my legs. That was very nervous. The year before, actually, when we were up for What's New Pussycat, I felt that there was so little chance. I thought Shadow of Your Smile was definitely going to win, but, you know, you still have that small hope. It's just great to be nominated. It really is. That was my first score and first nomination. And this year, though, I really felt that it was very close and had a great chance. So it was much more tense sitting on the audience this time.
Yeah, you're right.
Angie said, just before they opened up that ballot, Angie pulled out a picture of Leah, and she said, that's what counts. our little daughter a picture of, and I said, absolutely. And then they said, and the winner is born free.
Well,
I kissed the picture of Leah and I cried.
It still counts, you know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can guarantee that you'll be up there a few more times, sort of sweating that one out.
Well, thank you, John. I think it's a great, great honor to be nominated.
Well, Bert, continued good luck and count your blessings every day.
I do that, I do that.
Johnny Andrews for Monitor.
Bert Bacharach conducting his own music. Monitor Beacon. Just in time for a Thanksgiving delivery, Gimbel's snapped up a huge special purchase of deluxe reupholstery fabrics. Phone Gimbel's today, today only, and you save up to $100 on custom reupholstery for two chairs and a sofa. Here's the full story. One of America's top mills recently closed its Park Avenue showrooms and sacrificed thousands of yards of its most exclusive upholstery fabrics, fabrics you usually see only on expensive decorator furniture. Gimbel's Custom Reupholstery passes on the whopping savings, up to $100 even more, on custom reupholstering a sofa and two chairs. With these rich fabrics and Gimbel's unbeatable workmanship, your old furniture can be custom reupholstered more beautiful than new, and in time for Thanksgiving. Take up to 2 years to pay. Yes, you can shop at home in this extraordinary sale. Shop at home whatever day you prefer, any day at all, but you must phone today. Call Murray Hill 7-7500. That's MU7, Murray Hill 7-7500. Phone now. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Now, a Monitor sports special on the American League pennant race. For a report on the Minnesota-Boston game, here's Maury Siegel in Fenway Park, Boston.
Henry, it's all over here. The Red Sox have clinched a tie, at least for the American League pennant, by defeating the Minnesota Twins this afternoon 5-3. If the Tigers beat the Angels in the second game of the doubleheader, which is now underway in Detroit, it means that Detroit and Boston start their playoff here in Boston tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Detroit must win it. Going on right outside of our NBC booth here at Fenway Park is the loveliest riot you've ever seen. Any number of among the 35,770, the largest crowd at Fenway Park this year, are all over the ballpark. They've hoisted Jim Lonnberg, the winning pitcher, up on their shoulders. He's finally got rescued. The police were totally outnumbered here. Kids are climbing the screen, the wire screen in back of the backstop. Because there's a drop of about 40 feet into the stands. But there are thousands of people here hollering with signs, Boston is number one, Yastrzemski for president, and St. Louis, you're next. It's the closest that the Red Sox have come to a pennant in about 20 years, and their enthusiasm here is understandable. The moment that Rich Rollins, pinch-hitting in the last of the ninth inning for the Minnesota catcher, Russ Nixon, popped to Rico Petrocelli for the historic out that clinches at least a tie for Boston, thousands of people swarmed on the field, and as I tell you, it's the most delirious shout-in that I've ever seen. The final score from Fenway Park in Boston is the Boston Red Sox 5 and the Minnesota Twins 3. This is Maury Siegel for Monitor Sports at Fenway Park.
Thank you, Maury. Let's hope Detroit wins so that everybody in America can get a heart attack. Monitor will have more on the Spart. Until this American League pennant race is decided today, we'll keep covering it. Or until it winds up in a playoff or whatever happens, we'll be there. Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events in other countries brought to you by RCA Victor. See all that's new in home entertainment now during RCA Victor Week. In 1 minute, a report from Saigon on the demonstrations there by anti-government Buddhists. First, this.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason when you're first in color TV. There's gotta be a reason.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. And now's the time to see all the reasons, because it's RCA Victor Week at your RCA Victor dealers. Come in and see RCA Victor's 1968 line of color TV sets and other RCA Victor products. This is the time your dealer is offering exciting values in new RCA Victor color TVs, black and white TVs, radios, stereos, and tape recorders.
When you're first in color TV, there's gotta be a reason, and RCA Victor's got them all.
See all the reasons at your RCA Victor dealers now during RCA Victor Week.
In South Vietnam, the militant Buddhists have started another round of anti-government demonstrations led by the perennial government baiter, Venerable Tri Quan. What do the Buddhists want? Why are they demonstrating? A report from Wilson Hall, NBC News, Saigon.
The militant Buddhists have pegged this attempt to bring down a government to a decree signed by President-elect General Tu. The decree, or charter, recognized the majority moderate sects of the Buddhists as the official Buddhist organization in South Vietnam. The militant Buddhists think that their small band of fanatics should be the only officially recognized group. That's what they say they want. However, the militants have never been able to say exactly what it is they want. They do know what they do not want. Tri Quan does not want a Roman Catholic or a military man in charge of the government. Since President-elect Tu is both a Roman Catholic and a military man, Tri Quan wants him out. Whether he'd be quiet if a Buddhist civilian was president is another matter. Tri Quan probably would find some excuse not to like that setup. Tri Quan is a fanatic, egotistical, devious demagogue. Last year, he went on a hunger strike. He said he would be on the hunger strike until Chief of State Tu and Premier Key got out of the government. Well, they did not, and Tri Quan stopped his hunger strike after 40 days. He was careful during the strike to drink orange juice, take glucose injections, and take plenty of vitamins. He was also careful to see that the press, local and foreign, was reminded every day that he was on a hunger strike. When he stopped his strike before his announced objective, the resignation of Tu and Key, he issued some cloudy statement about going on to bigger and better forms of resistance, which included eating hearty meals. Tri Quan is not as good a politician as he is a rabble-rouser. In September 3rd elections, he failed to get any of his people elected. In a country that is nominally 80% Buddhist, the Senate election gave 29 of the 60 seats to Catholics. and the military presidential slate led by Roman Catholic Tu won easily. Now, Tri Quang has joined other losers in the election to test their power against the power of the generals, led by President-elect Tu. Tri Quang has shown before that he can trigger riots and demonstrations when he wants to. And once again, he appears to want to. Wilson Hall, NBC News, signing.
Bring around the world another monitor close-up of people and events in other countries. Now this from Brock's Candy. As you probably know, it's Monitor Candy Weekend. And what fits the bill better than Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix? That's Brock's. B-R-A-C-H-S. Brock's. 11 different centers. Brazil nuts, peanuts, raisins, creams. All kinds of munchy crunchies. All covered with a special blend of chocolate to best go with each center. Brock's Chocolate Bridge Mix. At the Chocolates to Cheer About display in your store.
By the bag or by the box.
From the Monitor scoreboard, Detroit is batting at the bottom of the second inning. In the second game of today's doubleheader, the score, Detroit 2, California 1. Keep with us, we'll keep with it. Smash Satchmo's back. Smash Satchmo. It's one of those days I have a bet of 11 cents on Boston. Satchmo's back and we've got him. His new tune is What a Beautiful World. And he's got to mean that because, as you probably know, Lewis was stricken with pneumonia a week ago. But on Thursday, he was released from a hospital in Reno, and his doctor said he was in excellent condition and in good spirits.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Babies cry, I watch them grow, they're like much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
way. Helen, I'm home. What's for supper?
Hey, you're sure bright-eyed. I'd be bored to death with this housework routine day after day.
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Hey!
Baltimore and Ohio marching band. The song is Lapland. Monitor News coming up on the hour. This is Henry Morgan.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. Come ahead,
Manischewitz's new home-style gefilte fish.
Flip your lid for Manischewitz. Gefilterific.
The most delicious dishes, from soups to fishes.
Manischewitz Foods.
Arriving on schedule tomorrow on Thursday, it's the 660 Fortune Special. Twice a week, the 660 pulls into Fortune Phone with an extra prize aboard. If the player being called answers the qualifying question, he'll win the prize, either an MGM Playtape 2, a Vantage electric watch, or a three-day vacation at the Downingtown Inn. The timetable changes every week, so keep track of the schedule by listening to WNBC. 1967 Dream World Series with outfielders Ty Cobb and Willie Mays. Sixth game tomorrow at 7:45 p.m., exclusively on WNBC New York.